Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Kane Collects. And this one is a very special episode to me personally. As you guys know on the podcast, I talk about it all the time. I'm a big Michael Jordan fan. I apologize. No, I don't apologize for nothing. What am I talking about? I love Michael Jordan since I was a kid. But I also love the Pistons, and you guys know that too. It was tough growing up, but I know I was attracted and just you know to the greatness that is Michael Jordan. And someone who was also not from Chicago, who was also drawn in by the greatness of Michael Jordan, is my next guest here. He is one of the co-founders of GOAT Authentics, Wesley Greta. Wesley, thanks for coming on the podcast, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to this one myself, selfishly. But people are probably wondering, what is GOAT Authentics? Really quick, and we're going to get into it a lot more. GOAT Authentics is founded by you and your partner, Eric, right? And you guys basically have become like experts on authenticating Michael Jordan autographs and signatures, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Eric Pace is my partner's name. And we started GOAT Authentics back in February of 2022.
Yeah. So you and your partner, Eric, both Jordan lovers and both Jordan collectors, all of a sudden, I mean, I know you guys have been doing this for a long time, just on your own personal time, but what made you guys decide, hey, let's start something here where we can help other collectors authenticate what they have?
Yeah. So back in about 2019, give or take, a little before COVID, Eric had asked me to join his Facebook group, Michael Jordan Memorabilia Collectors, as an admin. We were just a general group that helps the buyer with questions, and it kind of seemed to build up to just more than a frequent question here and there. We were getting messages consistently, people were posting on the page, you know, asking for Eric or asking for myself. And then we got the idea from the Tom Brady group that was doing quick opinions, such as like Beckett does or PSA, to kind of follow their footprint and start one with Jordan. So in 2022, Eric approached me and said, hey, what do you think about doing something similar to the Brady group? And I was like, heck yeah, let's do it. You know, the market clearly needs it. People are wanting it. And that's how we came about GOAT.
So when did you start collecting Michael Jordan memorabilia and autographs and things like that?
I got my first Michael Jordan piece of memorabilia when I was 10 years old. And that was back in 1991. I still have my first signed jersey from 1992. And it will stay in my possession forever. Yep.
Did you get those possession, like in person or through an Upper Deck or like what?
No. So, I wish. I've tried many times to get them in person, but just never worked out. but I remember, you know, I was in 1991, 92. So I was about fifth grade, give or take. There was a card shop by us that had this Jordan jersey in the shop, and I would go in with my mother. She'd buy cards, you know, whatnot. And every time I went in, that jersey was just calling my name. So finally, my mother bought it for me for my birthday. And it was actually, may he rest in peace, authenticated by Dave Medema. So it was a 90, yeah, it was 92, 93 jersey, actually. Champion stitched, beautiful jersey. Silver signature. I got it for, I believe, my 11th or 12th birthday and still have it today.
That's awesome, man. I it's crazy. I know people are gonna think this is nuts. I actually don't have anything from Michael Jordan autographed as of right now. I mean, obviously you just mentioned it. The market's out of control, especially post-COVID and all that stuff. But he was already an expensive autograph as it was. I mean, he is, you know, the GOAT and not just a basketball icon, but a pop culture icon. You know, the shoes, just everything about him, right? And so it's not, you know, I have stuff trade, which I'm probably going to get into eventually, and that's how I'll acquire my piece eventually. But as of right now, I don't have any. So that's awesome that you were able to get one so far long ago, which maybe at the time seemed unaffordable, but was crazy affordable if you think about it now.
Man, you know, at the time, I'm just a young kid, you know, I wasn't even thinking about the price. But when I look back at it, you know, I think it was like $800 back then, which is a decent chunk of change for, you know, 1992 to buy a
Oh,
piece of
heck yeah, it
memorabilia.
is. Yeah.
You know, so I, you know, I'm very lucky and grateful that my parents supported my passion and my love for, you know, MJ, because without them, I probably wouldn't even have half the collection I do.
Yeah, I mean, at 12 years old, $800 might as well be a million. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're thinking like that's like I could never even come up with that as a kid. And I was looking the other day, Wesley, that in 1994, Upper Deck had this advertisement. You could buy a Michael Jordan autographed basketball, authenticated everything for $650. $650 in
Good
1994.
times, man.
And now for those that are listening, that's like a $7,000 ball now or some off their website or whatever. So
Yeah, the
it's
retail is probably about 7,000 exactly.
yeah, that's nuts, right? So
Seriously.
I mentioned earlier, I'm obviously everyone here knows I'm from Detroit, but you're not from Chicago either. Where are you from, and
No,
how did
sir.
like this like how did yeah, like I said, like just you just became a Jordan fan on your own, a friend got you into it, or what? Where are you from?
So I'm born and raised in New York, Long Island, and I remember it was fourth grade because I knew it was when the Bulls won the first championship. We had a book report due, and they would take us to these book fairs, and we'd get to choose a book from the book fair in fourth grade. And I still have the book, and I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was like the Sports Illustrated for Kids book, I think it was. The Michael, like, who is Michael Jordan, something like that. And I did my report on that book, and I've been hooked on MJ ever since, man. So since I think you're 10 years old, fourth grade. Yeah, it's been 34 years.
It's awesome, man. It's cool that you can actually pinpoint when it happened for you. And growing up in New York, I mean, I bet your friends were like, dude, no, not Michael Jordan, right? What are you doing?
Loved it. I loved it. It was some of my favorite moments were sitting at my friend's house. You know, I had a friend that lived up the block from me, and we'd watch every Knick Bulls game, every playoff game, and it was just amazing to be surrounded by Knick fans while Jordan was, you know, killing them and moving on to win championships.
And he obviously had some of his best games ever at MSG too. So I
Oh
mean, he
yeah.
was a Knick killer.
Yep.
And even the last dance, I mean, he wore the Jordan 1s in MSG, messed up his toes, feet, and still messed up the Knicks while he was at it.
Yep, and then messed up his toes, double nickel when, you know, his first game back. I mean,
Yeah.
he thrived and just lived to play in
And
MSG.
yeah, big games, big spotlights. That's the thing about him. So we talked about how you got your first, you know, autographs for autograph items from Michael Jordan, things like that, and how the prices have soared since then. And they've never been really cheap or anything like that. He's, you know, he's always been Michael Jordan, but he's just gotten more and more popular, more and more expensive. So do you think that's the reason? I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you that is just the basically straight up why Michael Jordan is one of the most forged autographs in, you know, collectors, you know, in the hobby and any collecting industry.
I mean, when you think about Michael Jordan, there's money to be made. It's just not even a question. You have an extremely large audience now, especially with the internet, to make money. And there's very few people that actually know about Upper Deck. There's a few people that know about JSA, PSA, Beckett, and even now Goat Authentics. So the average buyer, unfortunately, is not an educated buyer. So you go on eBay and you'll see autographs, fake ones, of course, $300, $400, $500. And those are the ones that are selling the most. It's the educated buyer that is buying. And even the educated buyer can be taken, right? Because the forgers are so good today. But they're the ones that do their research and really understand what the worth is. So, you know, it's not necessarily about the quality. It's more about quantity when these forgers are pushing out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then for obvious reasons, I'm not going to ask Wesley how he can tell a forged autograph or not. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not trying to give information like that out, but it's safe to say you and your partner have become very, very good and respected in this, where everyone, I know a lot of people that are, you know, saying, hey, go to these guys, you know, obviously you mentioned the Facebook earlier, and then you have Gold Authentic has a website as well too, right?
Yep. So we created the Facebook page, Gold Authentics, which is now Jordan Brady and Gretzky Authentication, back in 2022. And we created the website where people could submit online submissions for quick opinions or full letters of authentication. So yeah, it's, you know, we can't talk about our secrets, but you know, after 34 years, I hope I know what I'm looking at.
So you feel you and your co-founder feel ultra confident about this. And I always tell people all the time, whether it's Michael Jordan or any other autograph, I get emails, I get people coming up to me, hey, Kang, what's this worth? I have this autograph item. The first thing I ask everyone is it authenticated? Because honestly, that you got to get it authenticated if you want to resell it all. I mean, if it's a personal item, you plan on keeping forever, then fine. That's one thing. But if you plan on selling this thing, and if it's worth anything, no one's going to buy it unless it's authenticated, and you should get it authenticated for yourself. And whether it's Upper Deck or any of the other that you've mentioned, they need to be authenticated.
Yeah. Authentication is huge in this industry. Unfortunately, there's a lot of fake authentication companies that are pushing the forgeries. And again, it all comes down to the buyer being educated and doing their due diligence. So, you know, we used to go to the stores and we would get a little piece of paper that says, you know, for example, the store by me was Bookmarks, you know, Booksmarks, Michael Jordan Authenticated. I'll tell you a story, actually. So I've been taken, you know, I bought in 1993, the Air Jordan 8. I bought dual signed Air Jordan white 8s from the store, Bookmarks, you know, came with their piece of paper that said, you know, Michael Jordan signed sneakers. Dude.
Go on, I'm sorry, I'm listening.
So, I have the receipt, right? So this is how bad I am. I keep paperwork for everything. Like, I have all my eBay purchases going back to like 2008, 2009. Like, I keep it all.
Yeah.
So I have the receipt and it says guaranteed for life, right? You can't, it's on paper. So when I got older and I knew better, I'm going back maybe like 10 or 15 years, and I found the paper, the Bookmarks was still there.
Yeah.
So I submitted the shoes at the time to JSA, and JSA failed them. So I went back to the store with their guaranteed for life, and I got my money back from like 1993.
No
I got
way.
My money back. And I could, yeah, it was like in 2011 or 2010, I got my money back for those shoes.
Well, I mean, at least you got that. That's more than most people can say, honestly.
I mean, you got to do your diligence, man. Like, everyone guarantees a signature.
Yeah, this is no disrespect to any of your local mom and pop shop or anything like that.
But no,
that's
not at all.
Good, and that's not good enough, is what we're saying. Like, you can't just like say, "Hey, you know, Grandpa's Sports Collectible Store guarantees this." That is not good enough, people, especially for a Michael Jordan type autograph.
Yeah. Back in the 90s, though, you didn't really have that. Like, I don't think PSA started until maybe the late 90s, if so. And Beckett probably didn't start until even later. So, because Spence and Grad, who were like the big guys in PSA, didn't actually branch off until much later, probably to like 2010 or 11, I believe. So authentication was not the same back then as it is today.
Yeah, and unless you were buying from Upper Deck back then, I guess there really wasn't any way to kind of, you know, have a safer feeling about buying an autograph like that.
Yeah, direct from Upper Deck was the surefire way to know you're getting an authentic signature. But then for those in person, you know, those one of those big three authentication companies then were the golden ticket to selling an item as authentic.
So I do want to bring up the fact that these people, these scam artists, are getting better nowadays, and they're using actual authentic Upper Deck holograms and numbers and cert numbers and things like this, and switching them and putting them on items that aren't actually autographed by, you know, Michael Jordan or et cetera. What do you think about this? And I mean, how can a regular Joe, tell the difference, because he's like, well, I'm buying this. It says Upper Deck. It's a hologram. You know, what can they do? Like, how, you know?
So we just had a guy today that submitted. Actually, he submitted a jersey yesterday, and he submitted another jersey today. Actually, another jersey today, and then we had another guy, a sports shop, submit a photo for authentication as well. All three of them were fake. So, hologram swapping is nothing new. That's been going on for many, many years. The older, actually, I'll stop there. Hologram swapping has been going on for many years. So, essentially, just using a real hologram on a fake item, and then the key was to forge a fake item and put the real hologram on that item, and now you have a real signature without a hologram. You have a fake signature with a hologram, and you sell both because the real signature would get passed by the third parties. So that's something that's been happening for a long time. Now, mechanical processes, auto pens, and just forgers, getting better and better at this art, if you want to call it that. So something Eric and I feel do better than anybody else, better than Upper Deck, I believe. I know better than Upper Deck. We know their holograms. We know the years. We know what goes to what. What jerseys were used at what years? What hologram sequence was used on, say, a jersey from 2008 versus a jersey from 2001? So that's not something you could just go and study. You probably can, but being that it's something that I did as I collected, and always checking that stuff when I bought merchandise, is really how I came to know these sequences and whatnot, and what the holograms look like. What can you do is don't buy the item and then check it out afterwards. Check it out first and then buy the item. So my example today was somebody submitted a photo. It was Upper Deck. It was a forgery. It definitely a hologram swap. And I asked him, I said, eBay question mark? Like, did you purchase this from eBay? Because if it wasn't, I'd tell you get your money back. Unfortunately, it was something that he purchased a few years back. So the key is, and it happens all the time, I see it all the time, people purchase items because it's Upper Deck, and then they submit them afterwards. Because now they're learning about all the fakes, and they're worried. And more times than not, sadly, they're fake. So before you make any purchase, and guess what? If it's an auction and like it's counting down, and you have like 10 seconds to make a decision, and you haven't had that item checked out yet, be patient. Let it go. Just let it go. Another one will pop up. But if you don't know if it's authentic or not, why risk it? So my suggestion is always check the items out before you actually purchase them.
No, that's good advice, Wes. And then also, like, as great as Michael Jordan autograph items are, they are available. It's not like you never see one ever come up for sale. You're
Right.
absolutely right about that. And so, like, it goes with everything in life, pretty much. If it's too good to be true, it probably is too
Oh,
good
it
to
is.
be true. So, keep that in mind as well.
Look, there's good deals to be found out there, but more likely than not, it's too good to be true.
So you mentioned too, like, stuff that has like passed through Upper Deck and other companies too, not just Upper Deck, PSA, JSA, or whatever. Some bad forged items have passed through their, authentication process. Now, like I said, I'm not asking you to give anything away here, but why do you think that is? Are they not taking this seriously? Are they even too careless? Do they need more experts? I mean, what's going on,
Well, I'll speak about the Upper Deck items that got passed through, right? Because everything essentially is an opinion. What's not an opinion is that there is a finite hologram that Upper Deck uses, right? So we know that, if JSA, PSA, Beckett, or GOAT all have different opinions on an item that is not Upper Deck, whatever, it is what it is. But when something is finite, such as a hologram directly from Upper Deck, people just assume it's legit. They fail to assume that it's a forgery, though, or a fake hologram. And that, in my opinion, is what was happening. I think now they're becoming more aware of it. And I am going to toot my own horn here. I really believe that GOAT has brought a lot of the attention to this, about these fake Upper Deck items that are in the market. And I think PSA, Beckett, and JSA have taken notice, and they're being more cognizant of fake Upper Deck items. They're still getting through. I still see them. And the forgeries now with AutoPen and how good they're doing the holograms, I can understand it. And I think that's what separates us from the rest of the pack, is that we just know it better than anybody else. And I don't think there's obviously no ill intent. But when you see such a good autograph and you kind of see that Upper Deck hologram, I mean, you're probably not comfortable saying no good, even though it is.
Yeah, you're right. And full transparency, I don't have any items that are autographed by Michael Jordan, so I have not used you guys. So this is not like, hey, I use you guys and trust these guys. No, it's up to you guys what you guys want to do that are listening.
100%.
But these are just like Wesley said, these are opinions, and some expert opinions are better than others, I would say. That's for sure. So do your due diligence, do your research on whoever you're getting your stuff authenticated
Exactly.
from. I know you guys come with good rep though. So that's just my opinion on that. But
Thank you.
with that being said, yeah, I mean, like I said, do your due diligence and all that stuff. Because there are not just Michael Jordan, you guys have mentioned you guys are doing Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, like there's
Yeah.
these scam artists will go, other, there's so many Shohei Ohtani, whoever the big name is right now, but Michael Jordan is what, we're talking about currently on this podcast because I think he honestly is might be the most forged athlete of all time, numbers
I
wise.
think behind Mickey Mantle and probably no more now, like if you go back to Operation Bullpen, Mickey Mantle was the biggest forgery out there. Jordan was a close, second behind him.
Okay.
But considering how the market is now, Mantle stuff is still somewhat affordable. Jordan stuff, unfortunately, is not as affordable as Mantle, and he's more global than Mantle ever was, right? So from a global standpoint, Michael Jordan's just more desirable. So the more desirability, the more unfortunate bad individuals are going to come pop their heads out, and you're going to get more forgeries.
Yeah. And also, like, with just the fact that the icon that I mentioned, that pop icon that Jordan is with the shoes, I mean, he kind of
Oh
like he
yeah.
continues to live on, like with
Right.
all that stuff and the clothing brand and everything else
Yeah.
that he does too. So I don't, a lot of people know this or not. I know you know this, but like Michael Jordan's autograph was a little different when he came into the league. And so that I don't know if a lot of people have seen that autograph though.
Yeah, so there's different collectors, right?
Yeah.
So Jordan's autograph has changed quite a bit through the years. I mean, there's numerous different styles from high school to college to numerous, and there's actually a few different college styles that he played with. Then you have, which I find to be his nicest, is his early NBA to like 87, 88 signature. I just like those full signatures, the flair to them. So yeah, so you can kind of break it down to like early career, and then anything from like 88 to like 92, 93 would be the loop style. Past 93, we call it the upper deck
Okay.
style, and then you have the Tahoe or the in-person, people say. So the older generation, a lot of the older guys, me included, his rookie year I was a little young, but we appreciate that older style, the more detail and characteristic to the signature. But today most people know the upper deck just because that's what's so prominent, and that's what's been viewed as the gold standard. So most people will say, well, if it's upper deck, it's good. Unfortunately, that's not true. And the upper deck signature is the one that's most easily forged too. Less detail.
Yeah, I mean, most people know that you're right because of cards as well too. Like he still
Right.
has autographed cards post playing days, going into
Yep.
like the early 2000s and things like that. So people see that autograph. Is that a standalone autograph? Is that worth more than something from 1985, or is 1985 worth more, than something from 2000?
It really depends on the item, but if you're just taking, say, like if you're taking an early career autograph versus say a Tahoe in person, the early career is likely going to be more money just because it's a more nicer signature. There are people that love those sloppy in person, to each their own. But if you're talking about, let's say, an upper deck card versus an in-person cut, the card in upper deck is always going to get more money.
So like it's crazy because he's so popular and you can just get an autograph on a napkin and it'd be worth something with Michael Jordan, which
Yeah.
is crazy. Like a cut autograph, right? I know people usually nowadays they're bringing all types of items to games and cards to games. Back then, like if you saw he was more accessible, obviously, in his earlier in his career.
Yes.
So if you saw him in a restaurant or in person, auto, like people would get anything. I've seen menus, I've seen whatever,
Yeah.
and those still sell for a lot of money. That's not cheap.
You got to grab whatever you could get. If you run into Michael Jordan, if there's like a piece of garbage on the floor and you don't have anything, you better pick up that piece of garbage because that's like a once in a lifetime opportunity that you're gonna have.
It's
So.
like so like recently when they did the top 50 a few years ago, whatever, and or top 75, I think it was.
Yeah.
And Damian Lillard was like, I never met Michael, but I saw him and there was like an aura. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah.
a ghost? Is that real? Is that a god?
It's Allen Iverson has said the same thing. Like all the, obviously I wish I had that experience to actually meet him face to face. I've been in the same room with him. I've been close to him. I just never had that interaction with him. But yeah, I mean, yeah, like NBA players, guys like Reggie Miller, Byron Scott, Allen Iverson, they all say it. Like Jordan was just a different character. He was a different level. Whether like I think Allen Iverson called him Black Jesus, even Reggie Miller, they call him Black Jesus. He's like a demigod. And this is to the players that played with him. It's just he's a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you're right. If you see him for whatever reason, if you're in Monaco or wherever he's at,
Yeah.
get something signed, get a piece of bark from a tree, whatever.
Anything. Anything. A used tissue, whatever you got.
Oh man, I like that's one of my like I'm fortunate enough to like, meet a lot of athletes and celebrities just doing what I do. And but I mean that's to me that ended all right there if I ever got to
Yeah.
just, say what's up to Michael. And
Yeah.
but yet I don't even know if he signs all, because he is kind of like, he's particular now. I mean,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's not. I think we all seen the video. I think it was when he was owner of the Charlotte team leaving, and kids were like, "Hey, Michael," and he was like, "No." Nope.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was in the parking lot. He had the two kids there waiting for him. Yeah. Listen, you know.
He was after them kids, right?
Pretty much. Pretty much. But I mean, he's probably over it, you know, like this guy's been doing this for 40 years now. Yeah. And I get it, you know, and he's been in the spotlight for more than half his life. But he's a hard signature. Like he signed probably a handful of times in the last year, like for individuals, not for Upper Deck, but for individuals. Yeah. But those individuals had to be somebody close to him.
Oh, yeah. And then you've probably heard about the story, those 86 Fleers that he signed, you know. So,
yeah, the six of them were the 10. I'm not even sure if it was six or 10 of them.
Yeah.
With the inscriptions. Yep.
So, speaking of spotlight, though, you're right, because he's not in a spotlight. He's an owner. He's a billionaire. Obviously, he doesn't need money, you know, with his race cars, his fishing, and all this stuff that he does, whatever. He does it big. But NBC, I don't know who, definitely someone close and personal, Michael, got him.
Oh, yeah.
To come aboard as a quote-unquote special contributor, which to me is like one of the most insanely vague positions you can come up with. So I have no, like, he's not going to be up there like with like the TNT guys. Trust me, people. He's not going to be analyzing every game every week. He's got too much stuff going on. But eventually they're going to get him on to give his opinion on certain things, I'm sure, and stuff like that. How do you feel like, first of all, how you feel as a Jordan fan about that? And secondly, does that do anything to his market at all? Or is it already, you know, it is what it is?
So when I first heard this news, I think the question that ran through everybody's head, like you said, like, is he going to be commentating? What's his role in this? Then the second question I had was, how much money were they paying him? Like, was it like a behind the scene, like $1 billion offer? Like, what was the offer to get Michael Jordan to jump on? And then I just love it because there's nothing like NBA and NBC, right? Like when you think of 90s basketball, It's just Chicago Bulls basketball, like that theme song, the opening theme song. So I think unbelievable move, whether it's the NBA or NBC to grab him, because the nostalgia alone of just the two of them together is must watch. Now, what his role will be, who knows, whether it's a collaboration with Jordan Brand somehow, or, you know, maybe I'm sure they'll get him on to do some sort of interview or some commentating at some point. But yeah, I'm just as maybe lost as everyone else in what this is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, what a power move. The name alone, Star Power, when they brought it out, I mean, that's I was like, are you kidding? Like, he's back? Yeah, I'm back. Fax is back or what, you know?
I mean, how many people are singing, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know? Like, that's NBC, NBA and NBC. Man, I can't wait. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome, man. I can't wait either. I got to ask your opinion on, just since we're talking autographs, specifically Michael Jordan, but what are his opinion on, have you seen some of these terrible autographs nowadays by athletes where they're not even signed? Like, they don't even care. Like, they might put an X or a check mark for all we know. Like, this terrible. Is like beyond laziness, beyond just not caring, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, I think I said this on another show. There's a signature and then there's an autograph. And signatures, and like when you sign your name on a check or a document, that's a signature. It's legible. You take your time. You know, autographs are a scribble today. And there's very few athletes today that have nice autographs because they're just trying to sign them as fast as they can and move on. So there's a difference between the two, in my opinion. And I think, unfortunately, it's sad for the hobby because, you know, and it's also not good for the hobby, right? Because if it's just a scribble, anybody could probably forge it. So it's going to make it harder on the third party authenticators, and it's going to make it easier for the forgers. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
Yeah, I attend a lot of signings. Actually, I know people that, you know, hold the signings and work with the athletes. So I can always tell, like, I always appreciate it within, at least. I don't say anything outside. Like, when a guy takes his time and actually, you know, takes care of it for the fans, whether he's sending a bat or a ball or a jersey, you know?
Penmanship is at least important in the signatures that I collect. And I think I appreciate guys like Julius Erving, who has a beautiful signature, in my opinion. You know, Jordan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jordan's signature I love just because I love it, but his earlier signature was much more, pretty to say.
Yeah.
So when guys take their time and do a nice signature, it's the fans appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like, yeah, the ones that know that the fans are paying and taking their time out to get it, like I appreciate that a lot. I hope they know that. And I'm not sure a lot of the athletes now really know that. They just kind of, you know, go right through it. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yep. So real quick before I let you go, Wes, what is the website and what's the Facebook group page that you can let people know about how to get a hold of you if you want to authenticate some of this stuff?
Sure. The Facebook group is GOAT Authentics, Jordan Brady, Gretzky Signature Authentication. The webpage is www.goat-authentics.com. If anyone's interested in submitting anything for an opinion, they could do so through either the Facebook group or that website. If they're interested in letters, they could also submit that through the website.
Yeah, so you have different like levels and it varies on price range and things like that, what they want from you guys, right?
Yep. Yeah. We started doing some packages. So, you know, if you want a little discount, if you do say a Brady and Jordan, or if you do a Gretzky and Brady, or if you do all three together, we offer some discounts for some mix and match.
That's awesome, man. Well, dude, this is one of my favorite podcasts personally, just cause I love talking this stuff. I love talking to other Jordan.
Thank you. Here.
And so I appreciate you coming on and I'd love to have you back on some point as well too, man.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Wesley Greta, one of the co-founders of Goat Authentics. You heard the website, you heard the Facebook page. Go ahead and hop on, give those guys a follow, and check out what they have to offer. And as I appreciate you guys listening. As always, before I let you guys go, you guys know you can download for free on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast. That's Amazon, Apple, Google Play. As always, tell a friend or family member if you enjoy the podcast. It helps out a lot. And if you collect what you love, you can't go wrong. Thanks for listening, guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.